With NPR News in Nashville, this is 90.3 WPLN. Good afternoon. I'm Natasha Sinjanovic. Tennessee lawmakers may have put $250,000 in the state budget towards Memphis's bicentennial celebration next year, only to take it away. The Commercial Appeal reports that's according to several Republicans familiar with the discussions, though others deny that. The money was an amendment proposed by Memphis Democrat Karen Camper, who says the last-minute approval of her measure and the subsequent one that struck it down came as a surprise to her. By lawmakers' admissions, removing the funds was intended to punish Memphis for removing several Confederate monuments last year. But the city's mayor has said that money was never in the event budget to begin with. Meanwhile, a private group started a GoFundMe page this week to come up with the $250,000 and has already raised about a quarter of that amount. Mayor David Brierley issued his first substantial executive order today to create a minority business advisory council. Brierley says Nashville's economic growth is not being felt equally, so he's asked a new 19-member group to meet quarterly to study how the city can aid minority entrepreneurs in accessing capital and talent. The group will also look closely at Metro itself, including its workforce diversity and whether the Metro Council should change policies for how government contracts are awarded. Brierley also named Ashford Hughes as the city's chief diversity, equity, and inclusion officer. Hughes has been involved in listening sessions with minority and women-owned businesses.
They wanted Metro to show the political will to establish a council like this and the political will to see procurement processes move forward that are equal to all business communities.
Officials say public funds must be used fairly on projects such as construction of new libraries and potentially a new transit infrastructure. State agents have launched a probe into what Tennessee education officials believe was a cyber attack on their statewide assessment test. News Channel 5 reports the Nashville District Attorney yesterday approved the investigation into TN Ready's vendor following a request from the state education commissioner. The computer problems with this year's test also led lawmakers to pass emergency legislation yesterday, relieving students, teachers, and districts from being accountable for some of the test measures. And Tennessee liquor stores can start Sunday alcohol sales this weekend if they want to. That's due to a newly signed law by Governor Bill Haslam, which, however, doesn't allow grocery stores to start selling wine on Sundays until January.